State Representative Ken Kurtz joins us in the studio. Been a little while. Welcome back, my friend.
Well, thank you, Ken. It's good to be back. And I think the last time I stepped in to talk to you, I walked through snow. Maybe I should come tomorrow morning, maybe. Huh?
Well, hopefully you don't walk through too much snow tomorrow.
No,
but
I guess not.
But again, I thought the description was great about the month of April is the cruelest month.
Yep.
You know, because you got to get a little bit of everything.
So. Well, I think that we've got some good days ahead, and yes, we're going to plan that.
All right. It's kind of a little bit quiet in the state legislature right now, wrapping up some things. There's all this behind-the-scenes stuff, obviously, on the budget. You're working on all that stuff right now. But one of the things that dominates everybody, especially if they've traveled over spring break, is what's happening with the roads in Michigan. And will we, one, ever have enough money for roads? And two, if you're going to come up with money for roads, where does it come from?
Well, that's been the big question for a long time. There's probably not a day goes by that if you're out talking locally and around the state, really, you know, our roads are not good. And while some of the main thoroughfares, you know, are not as difficult, yet when in areas like we're at, they are, I'm not going to say terrible, but they're sure not good, and we want to do something about it. And I guess it's to the point where the proposal that came out about a week and a half ago that we continue to address and work this, a proposal to provide funding for additional dollars. The ideal thing is for us as a state to drop the billions of dollars that need to be today. But in fact, most people recognize that they're not there. On our, as far as what I can see, both in Branch and Hillsdale counties, and to know that our road commissions have been as diligent as they could and will continue to do that as they can with what they have available to them. But they've been cut back. They've been cut back in many ways, from the revenue that would come through our tax system, and what's happened to us in that area. All these things have backed off, and they've had to take some very severe cuts. And then you put on top of that the cost of getting the job done, materials, all this has gone up dramatically. So it's got to be addressed. The big question is, how bad do we as a people want our roads better too? Because we're probably in the end going to have to kick in to improve those situations. And I believe that within the legislature and soon, within the next week or two, I know out of the House, we'll be coming up with some further expansion of what we've heard, how we can provide more and more money to come in over the next period of time that can bring this up. Greater efficiencies can take place, we believe, within the way that we handle the money. This proposal going back to the idea of how the tax structure on our gas works and to go to a wholesale percentage of 6%, doing away with the sales tax on the pump dollar, this sort of thing is definitely a way that is going to be delved into greater. And then also that portion of the tax dollar that goes into the general fund, that there is a portion of that would be earmarked specifically for roads, and it would keep for our schools and in our local governments the safe and what they get, but also to take out of general fund and say out of general fund we are now going to attribute so many dollars. But not being on the fiscal side, Ken, necessarily, how does that all work out? I'm very anxious to see that we can do the right thing.
Does this eventually, though, end up on the ballot, do you think, if there's any increase in the gas tax?
Well, if there would be an increase in the gas tax, as I understand, that would have to go to the people. And there has been, I know Senator Caswell has talked often, and we've listened, and actually I support this also, the fact that if we were to look at doing something with a percent on the sales tax, it's a little different than what the proposal is out there right now, but I believe that people that I've heard from all over said, yes, I would be willing to do that. Then the people that use the roads or buy the products and this sort of thing within the state are also attributing some dollars to that too. We've got a huge budget in our state. Is it too big? Yeah, I think so. How do you whittle down some of those needful areas to supply everything what they need? But I believe in the next few weeks we're going to see some very strong movement towards additional road funding.
Will this get turned on its ear? I've heard people suggest plans such as, I think it was Oregon had tried this anyway, or Washington State, one of the two, of actually taxing on on the miles you drive. So actually almost, you know, off your odometer, you pay as opposed to paying gas. Things like, do you somehow tax the electric cars because they use the roads too, although they're not paying the gas tax? Are those things in play as well?
I don't hear that much. And there's inventive ways, I guess you could say. Different states have tried different things. That's not a mainstream thought of revenue. Some would have a little problem, and I would personally have a little problem with, I'm going to report how many miles I drive. How about where I drive to? No, I don't. I'm not personally ready for anything like that.
All right. State Representative Ken Kurtz in the studio with us this morning. Quickly, there's some action going on or some things in your committee in dealing with front of the court issues.
Right. And, you know, our court court issues that have to deal with the child support issues. I have a very large child support package that will cause us to be able, at least we're going to get into and we'll look at. There's some proposals out there to help streamline and assist our courts in different fashions to help these children that are there that need the support in the parentage of people to be able to step up and do this, and giving our courts even a greater ability to be able to reach these and to make sure. When it was reported, I was reading this last week, 4 out of 10 children are born to single mothers. There's a responsibility there, and it ought to lay on the parents wherever possible. The state's going to take care of children the best way that they can, but I think that parents are going to have to be able to step up. Fathers are going to need to continue to step up. There's some cases where there are some that just walk away from any responsibility. That's not right for the child.
Yeah, is it in the hearing stage right now?
Well, we've not yet started our committee hearing on that. I've been going through a very large package of bills right now that I hope maybe before the end of this month, maybe in the next week or two, but certainly in the month of May, we're going to be opening up this package. Our courts, our prosecutors, our friend of the court, the attorneys, child advocates have been putting their heads together. Department of Human Services, how can we make sure to streamline a system, giving local jurisdictions the ability to be able to, rather than several different courts or several different agencies having to be involved with the case, how can we bring them together and work in a more consistent package to be able to get the job done for the kids?
All right. During this holiest of weeks, have a blessed Easter.
Well, thank you, and same to you. And I'm so thankful for the opportunity we have to be able to express our faith and gather and to remember those things that are just so important to so many of us in this area. Thank you, and blessed Easter to you also.
State Representative Ken Kurtz in the studio with us this morning. AM 1590 and FM 95.5 WTBB. Stand by, birthday club coming up.
Donay's On Time Services is the name to know when you need to heat or